With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Kendra Petroni, and today we're talking with Dr. Renee Moran. She's raised the bar for the medical aesthetics community in the Boston area with her unique experience, her passion, and her talent for helping your clients look and feel their best. Dr. Moran is a highly trained anesthesiologist who has spent years treating patients with Botox for migraine headaches. Her passion and her natural eye for beauty led her to open her own medical spa, which is at 97 Union Street in Newton Center. And this past April of 2020, Dr. Moran launched her own medical grade skincare line, which is called RM Skincare. Oh yeah, in the middle of a pandemic. So we're so excited to have her on the show this morning. So many questions. Good morning, Dr. Moran. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I have so many questions for you. First of all, tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me about your background and how did you get started in this field?
Sure. So I'm a double board certified physician. So I specialize in anesthesiology and pain medicine. And for decades, like you mentioned, I'd been treating people with chronic migraines with Botox, and all of these patients were coming back, not only feeling better because they had no more headaches, but there was something else. And they said, you know, I just feel better. I'm looking better. And then it just kind of snowballed into, when are you going to start doing those, you know, fillers and microneedling and so on and so forth. So that was really, a moment where I thought to myself, okay, I think there's something to this. Typically my chronic pain patients, they're difficult to treat in that, you know, they don't get better often, and it can be sad. And this was something where I felt like, oh wow, okay, I'm helping people, but they're feeling great about themselves. They're leaving, and it's a different feeling. And I'd always been interested in aesthetics. My aunt was an esthetician. When I was a teenager, I was getting monthly facials and things like that. So I always had a passion for aesthetics. So it just made me think, okay, this is where I'm going to pivot.
Wow. And how did you then go into opening a med spa?
Yeah, so actually when I was on one of my maternity leaves, I thought, okay, how am I going to do this? So I just did a lot of research. I ended up just taking some courses, and you know, just from my field of doing procedures every day anyway, it was very comfortable for me, so it was an easy transition.
And I mean, we have to talk about the timing of all of it. I mean, and it's funny that you say, you know, while you were on maternity leave, because I have three young children too. And it is funny that some of, I think, my best ideas happened while I had, you know, time at home to figure out and think, what am I going to do? How can I manage my time the best for myself?
Right. But
this past April, I mean, right in the middle of a pandemic, how did you do that? Talk about that, at, you know, as a business owner, as, you know, somebody who's experienced, and we've talked to so many people on this show about how they managed to pivot and do what they do in the crazy time of this pandemic. So talk about, you know, April of 2020 and what you were going through and what challenges that you had to face once the pandemic hit.
Yeah, so we hadn't even been open for a full year yet. So we really had to think about, one, you know, how are we going to keep our clients happy and around? Because they kept emailing us, when can I come in? I have no access to skincare. I'm getting, you know, mask me from wearing these masks all the time. And then they all had Zoom doom where, you know, I always say it's not normal looking at yourself for that many hours during the day. Normally you get ready, you look at yourself and, you know, put your clothes on and or your head out the door. But now people are so hyper-focused on, you know, little lines that they're seeing or gaining weight and so forth. So we try to think about how we could bring some skincare to patients while, you know, they're at home. So I had always wanted to develop my own skincare line. So I thought, okay, let me, you know, shift gears and make this happen a little bit faster. And we were able to get an online store so people could, you know, initially we were just driving around dropping off products to people. And then, you know, then we set up an online store and then we were getting people from across the country buying skincare. So that was one thing. And it was really helpful just to, you know, pay our rent. And our biggest concern obviously was to keep our employees paid. So we had to really just, you know, think outside the box and figure out a way to keep afloat.
And can you talk to us more about, you know, the ways that you give back to your community and your connection to the community and how important that is? And especially, you know, you're a doctor, and especially during this time where we're all locked in and we've had so many of the Zoom doom feelings. And honestly, I actually think we've had feelings of doom for everything. Everybody's feeling sluggish and down. How do you give back to your community? And also, how do you stay connected with your community in the ways that you help everybody there?
Yeah, so we wanted to definitely give back, especially during COVID. So we designed it so that a portion of our skincare proceeds we donated to the United Way of Massachusetts and Merrimack Valley, so the Newton COVID-19 Care Fund. And then I found another place that was really just near and dear to my heart. It's called Bina Farm, and the owner is a female from Newton, Massachusetts, and my daughter and I actually take horseback riding lessons there, and it's actually a therapeutic riding center for children with disabilities. So we thought, okay, you know, during COVID, that was like the one thing that my daughter was able to do. It was outside. She was 6 feet apart from people. And just to see that they weren't able to have these lessons that they normally give to the children with disabilities because people weren't, you know, going outside and doing things. So we wanted to help them, and we were able to raise money for them just by selling our skincare products too.
Yeah, we're going to actually talk about that, the Farm Center, in a little while, because I actually have two boys, both on the autism spectrum, and I've been so curious about that organization for a long time. So we're going to get into that in a few minutes. But I just wanted to go back for a second to your med spa and the treatments that people are getting or that people are most interested in. Can you talk about the treatments in general and what are the most popular ones? And especially now during the pandemic, are you seeing a different choice that most people are making, or is there one that is always just the blanket most popular treatment that people can get at the med spa?
So I think definitely people are spending a little bit more on themselves and focusing on self-care, because if you think about it, people aren't really going out to dinner as much or are going on vacation, so they actually have money in their, you know, most people were putting off, oh, you know, I'll get my facial in a few months when I have time for myself. And now they're coming in every month and getting a facial. And, you know, they have maskne or acne breakouts from wearing the mask for long hours. So HydraFacials was definitely a service that, you know, definitely is popular. And from Zoom doom and people focusing on their lines and wrinkles, we've had a lot of people coming in for Botox and Dysport. And then the third most popular one for sure is everybody who's gained a little weight and they've put on their little COVID-19. We have been doing a lot of cool sculpting or body contouring.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet. And can you talk a little bit about your skincare line as well while we're on the subject? It's called RM Skincare. And by the way, those people that are listening right now, you can find more about Dr. Moran. Her website is drmoran.co. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So drmoran.co. And we'll put a link up on our website, on our podcast page, so that everybody can get one click and they're there and they can find out more about you. Your skincare line, what are your products? And, you know, there's so many skincare lines out there, and I am always somebody who's very nervous to put anything on my face or on my, especially my face, but even like my body. What are your products and why do they stand out differently and presumably better than what we have out there now?
Right. So they are medical grade. So, you know, medical grade just means that the concentration of the products is a little bit stronger. So not something that you could go out and buy at, you know, Sephora or CVS. So, when I tell people, if you're going to be spending money and putting Botox on your face, the first thing is you really want to make sure your skin is in good condition. Mm-hmm. So we actually do a consultation just for skincare. So we can pair up and look at people's skin under a magnifying light and see exactly what their needs are. But basically we took all of our clients and just said, okay, what does everybody really need? And, you know, that was definitely cleansers and exfoliants and different serums. And especially for anti-aging, we have retinols and vitamin C's. And I know it can be so overwhelming because there are so many products out there, but I always say, you know, just do a skincare consult with us and we'll tell you what we think you need. So if you ever had questions or concerns or things like that, we can always, you know, match what we think would be best for you.
Were you finding that clients were wanting to be in the building, in the office, or were most people afraid to come in for appointments? For me, I'm anxious to get back in for doctor visits or for medical visits, for anything. Are you finding that more clients wanted to be there in person?
Yes, definitely. We definitely had a wait list coming back once we were fully opened. So we had to cancel clients so many times just because, you know, with the reopening and the stages, we kept getting, you know, we had to push it off for a few weeks and so forth. So we wanted to make sure, one, that we could see all our clients that we'd had rescheduled, you know, two and three times. But then we had all of these new clients who were just interested just because. And so it was hard getting everybody in, I would say. And we weren't sure what to expect. We weren't sure if people were going to be hesitant in coming in. But I think one thing was, you know, I am an anesthesiologist. I know sterile technique. I'm very, you know, aware of all of the things we needed to do to get up and running. And I think for people who were a little nervous at first, we started making them facial kits where they could just, we would send them little products where what they would normally get if they were coming in for a facial or for a chemical peel and mailing them out. So for people who were a little hesitant at first, we were still able to provide them some services that they could do at home.
So talk to us about the process. So if somebody listening right now wants to book an appointment, you know, go through that. How do they do that? And what can they expect when they come in? You know, every business and office place has had to go through restrictions and different protocols. So give us sort of a walkthrough of what it would be like if somebody wanted to book their appointment and what they could expect when they come in to see you.
Yeah. So they can call us or they can book online, and they have an option whether or not they want to do a virtual consultation where we see them through our aesthetic record, which is a HIPAA-based compliant medical record system. So it's similar to FaceTime, but it's obviously secure. So we can do a consult that way, or they can do an in-person consultation. And we have you wait in your car. We call you when we're ready to bring you right in. We don't have you wait in the waiting room. As soon as you come in, you get your temperature checked, you get screened, and you get some hand sanitizer. And prior to your appointment, you get all of your COVID pre-screening forms and consent forms and so forth. So everything is touchless. So basically, once you're set, you're ushered into the treatment room, and then you get your treatment done. Checkout is done in the treatment room as well. People can book online for their next appointments, or we'll do that for you, but everything is done pretty quickly, so there's no lingering or anything like that. We stagger appointment times so that you're never in contact with other people coming in.
If you're just waking up and tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7, and we've been talking with Dr. Renee Moran. She's one of Boston's best and highly trained anesthesiologists who recently launched her own medical-grade skincare line and has donated $2,000 of her December sales to the Bina Farm Center to support their therapeutic riding program for children with special needs. Her triple threat of a career as a doctor, a medical spa owner, and, oh, by the way, being a mom while giving back to the community is pretty incredible. Let's get back to our conversation. So yeah, I want to go back to the Bina Farm Center. You know, I mentioned earlier, I have three young children and two of my sons are both on the autism spectrum. And I've wondered a lot about a therapeutic riding program and what it may do for them. And I love that you're involved with it. I love that you've mentioned it and brought it to our attention. You know, stress and anxiety has been something that everybody goes through on a regular basis, but you throw in a pandemic and people that have high needs or special needs. Talk a little bit more. I know you did earlier in the interview, but talk a little more about the organization and how you got involved.
Sure. So I actually just had posted on, you know, a Facebook group for Newton parents looking for an outdoor safe activity for my 6-year-old because, you know, summer camp had gotten canceled, everything was canceled. And someone suggested horseback riding at Bina Farm, and they had a great experience. And I just kind of read reviews. And growing up, I had used participated in horseback riding as well. So I thought, okay, let me look into this. I researched a little bit more, and turns out the owner of the farm is actually from Newton. So she's a female business owner, which I love also to help support. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just reading about the farm itself, yes, they give riding lessons to the community, but they also, their main focus is therapeutic riding lessons for, you know, children with special needs. And what I loved is they really focus on family. So, you know, they realize that, you know, this child has special needs, but what about their siblings? Mm-hmm. They might deal with other things, and the parents, yeah. And they'll do a lesson as a family for you, and or just, you know, give the mom a break, and you can just take some time to yourself because you're caring for these children every day, all day, which is a job in and of itself. So I really loved what they brought to the community, and I wanted to try to help them.
So again, it's binafarm.org. So it's B-I-N-A farm.org. And we'll put a link to that as well on our website so that you can get more information there as well. You know, you're a business owner, you're a female business owner, you're a small business owner. What is your message to all the other women and people in general about self-care, you know, pursuing your goals and dreams? I mean, my God, you did it during a pandemic. I don't know how you did it.
I know. And we're opening a new location next month in the Seaport. So it's, we got a lot going on. But, you know, I think there is a reason when you are on a plane and they tell you to put the oxygen on yourself first before you can help others. And I really believe that, you know, you have to take care of yourself so that you can help take care of others and participate in your community and be a good parent and you know, be fulfilled. So I really think sometimes we neglect self-care, and it's really, actually the pandemic has helped in the sense that you have more time to think about that and to actually take action. And I would say for anyone trying to pursue your goals and dreams, you know, my husband always says, take massive action, Renee, don't wait around, just do it. And if someone says no, you keep pursuing it. And that's been a common theme throughout my life. You know, I remember going to Boston College and meeting the Career Center as a senior, and they're like, oh, you'll never get into med school. Maybe you should switch gears and apply to law school. And I remember thinking, that is not what I want to do. That's not my passion. And I'm not going to listen to someone and, you know, crush my dreams. And I'm going to keep doing this. And then when I got into med school, they're like, oh, you'll never get into a Boston residency or so on and so forth. So if I had listened to that, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I always say, follow your heart and never take no for an answer.
And you mentioned your new location in the Seaport. Talk a little bit more about that and what you have planned for this year. I just feel like how the fact that you're going with it and you're doing it is so admirable to me. So talk about that. Talk about your new location.
Yeah. So I'm actually partnering up with a female dentist, Dr. Lisa Rooney, and we have some common connections, and she was looking for someone to bring aesthetics into her dental practice that's been there for 14 years. And we thought this, you know, there are so many synergies, especially with cosmetic dentistry and aesthetics. And, you know, while you're sitting here and you're getting work done on your mouth, why not get a little Botox, you know, in your forehead or get a facial because you're there already. So we actually just started construction, and we've got 3 treatment rooms there. So we're going to be opening on March 8th.
Good luck. Wow. March 8th. Oh my gosh.
I know, it's around the corner.
No, that's fantastic. And we talked about self-care, and you know, it's the winter time, it's cold. And I always feel like everything is harder in the winter. Like my skin, my feeling, my mood, everything is a little bit more down in the colder months. Is there something that our listeners and women that are listening to us right now, is there something they could do or that they should be doing more in the colder months?
Yes.
For themselves?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely keep your skin hydrated and don't neglect your SPF. So even though it's gray outside, you know, you still get sun damage, and you can get damage just from the blue light. So now more than ever, everybody's, you know, on their phones, on their tablets, on their computers, more hours per day, and you're still getting damage through your skin from the blue light. So people always forget to wear their SPF. And with the masks on especially, your skin is getting really dry. So I always say we have an antioxidant mist, or even if you just mist your face a little bit and, you know, keep the moisture in and try to drink as much water as you can, that will help with the dehydration.
I was going to ask that about the masks, because I've noticed a difference around my mouth, right under my nose and my chin area from wearing masks. And I do wash them as much as I can, or I have the disposable ones, but is there something, so a little bit of a spray, I was going to ask what we could do to help that area of our face, because people aren't really wearing lipstick or right. doing as much more to that area because it's hidden all the time.
Right. And that's why we say come in and get a facial. Get all of those dead skin cells off of your face. Get everything sucked out of those pores and just keep it nice and clean.
I love it. We just have a few more minutes left. And I wanted to ask, you know, is there one person or maybe more than one person in your life that has been the inspiration for you every day to get up, go after your dreams, maybe somebody that's the most positive or just gives you that reinforcement that you need? And why is that so important for all of us to have somebody in our lives that's positive?
You know, I think it would definitely be my husband, Joe. He has been my biggest supporter from day one, and he always pushes me to a point where he challenges me, and he's helped me so much with my business and things that, you know, I may not, you know, I went to medical school. I definitely did not go to business school. You don't learn anything about business in med school. So having him by my side, he's in sales. So he's helped me so much. And I think he just has this really positive energy about him. And that is what keeps me going.
But see, I like that you talk about the fact that you have some experiences with when it comes to owning a business or marketing, things like that, but yet you're an expert in another area and you still went for it and you combined the two and you're doing it successfully. And I think there's so many women that we have listening, and I say women because we're much more hesitant to go and do it because we always fear if we're not experienced, maybe people won't trust us, we won't get the opportunities, or we won't ask for the opportunities or go get them. And I think listening to you talk about how you did it. It was something you were interested in, something you loved, you had a passion for, and you went for it. And you've got great products, by the way, trustworthy products, things that people can feel good about, because let's face it, it's ourselves. It's our skin, it's our face, it's our body. And it's the most important thing that we have. And I think good for you for, my God, going at it like the worst of times ever. But yet we need you more than ever, because self-care right now we're seeing is one of the most important things that we can do for ourselves. And while we're sitting in our houses, you know, staring at the same four walls, staring at ourselves in the mirror every day, it's so important to do it. So I really appreciate you sharing your insight and your expertise. And I want to give your information out one more time. So everyone that's listening, you can find out more about Dr. Moran. You can book your appointments with her. It's drmoran.co. So drmoran.co, and you can find all of the information about her products, her RM skincare line. You can book appointments. Her medical spa is 97 Union Street in Newton Center. Go there, book your appointments. I mean, I just think it's wonderful. I wish you so much luck, and I want to have you back on after you open your new location, find out how that's going, and keep up the great work in helping us all feel better.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to Dr. Renee Moran for being in the spotlight today on Exceptional Women. We talk with celebrities and CEOs, but we're also interested in talking with your neighbors, coworkers, and friends who are quietly making an impact in their communities. Go to magic1067.com and email us if you know someone you'd like to recommend to be featured on the show. And you can follow us on Instagram at sue.tab and at Kendra the Entertainer. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to join us every Sunday morning for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.